WTAW News. Time is 7:06. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem & Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Governor Rick Perry wants state transportation officials to pick a Texas A&M University official and former military leader to take the reins at the Texas Department of Transportation. Perry is encouraging Texas Transportation Commissioners to tap Joe Weber, A&M's Vice President of Student Affairs, to replace Phil Wilson as TxDOT's Executive Director. Perry spokesman Lucy Nash confirmed Monday Perry and Weber both graduated from A&M in 1972. They've remained friends ever since. Weber's served as the Vice President for Student Affairs since 2008. The Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley is moving. Director Carolyn Young says they're leaving a three-story building in downtown Bryan for the Carter Creek Center off 29th Street. The museum will have the same amount of square footage, but it will all be on one floor.
The basement really is being used somewhat for storage. It's not being used for exhibit space or anything like that. And in this new facility, we're going to have 9,000 square feet all on one floor, very open, very amenable for our exhibits and for people to be able to just make it around from one exhibit to the other.
Young plans to be in their new home before summer camps begin June 2nd. The museum's new home is in the Carter Creek Center off 29th Street. Organizers of a petition drive to change the Bryan City Charter were at the last city council meeting asking the council to place three proposals on the November general election.
I just want to let you know that we will continue to collect signatures. This will let you know how supportive of this amendment your citizens are.
Spokeswoman Karen Hall was among those watching the council table the request. The Citizens for Bryan group are the guests of the Sol Ross Neighborhood Association for a petition signing party Thursday evening from 6:30 until 8 at the Sol Ross Elementary School cafeteria. Two members of the Convention and Visitors Bureau appointed by the City of College Station City Council were at the last council meeting. Peggy Callahan was among those asking to approve additional hotel occupancy tax money to award tourism grants.
I just want to let you know that we will...
The CVB funding process is a good process. There may have been some confusion on our part as to the process that we will use this year. And if so, we acknowledge that it was... our understanding that because it was the first year that we may be able to fund it twice or at request the second half. However, we want to do what this council wants us to do.
The grant committee recommended spending $76,000. That's compared to the CVB staff recommendation of $140,000 and down from the $250,000 asked by the organizers of 13 events. College Station Police is asking for public assistance in three weekend crimes. One involves a 19-year-old woman struck by a hit-and-run driver early Saturday morning. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says that followed a possible road rage incident between two male drivers that resulted in an argument.
Somebody thought somebody was not driving correctly, and then this vehicle stopped and began to engage in a verbal altercation with the male, who by that time had exited his vehicle.
The woman was transported to the hospital from the Duchesne Apartments at Harvey Mitchell in Southwood with life-threatening injuries. In Northgate Sunday night, a 24-year-old man and 25-year-old woman refused medical treatment after they were beaten and robbed of personal property. Flieger says five armed men were involved in the aggravated robbery on Cherry between Stasney and Tauburn.
They received some slight swelling and abrasions.
And four officers were sent to the Woodlands Apartments on Harvey Mitchell Sunday to collect information on the tires of 17 vehicles that were punctured the night before. WTAW News Time is 7:10, it's 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirnem & Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirnem & Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirnem & Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirnem & Flooring today.
Zwirnem & Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by. by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning. It's 7-Eleven. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-day service, that's overtime coverage for you and your family. No overtime charges. You come home from work, unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out there. 690-2278. Here are the numbers.
Large area of high pressure continues to bring moisture up into the region from the Gulf of Mexico. That high is east of the East Florida coast this morning. Clouds may break up a bit late today, 75 to 80. Lots of clouds tonight, 65 to 70. Clouds tomorrow, there could be a shower or a thunderstorm, 80. Chance of a shower tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Thursday, clouds, chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the Aggie women faced off against UConn last night in the NCAA Elite Eight. I'll tell you how well that they did. Aggie baseball returns to action tonight, and I'll tell you where you can catch that game, what time first pitch is. And Major League Baseball kicked off yesterday. The Texas Rangers had their home opener against the Philadelphia Phillies yesterday afternoon. I'll tell you the outcome of that one. All that and more coming up in sports.
Well, and a big first half in the opening day in Milwaukee, the Hotlanta Braves playing the Brewers when a guy hit a slow rolling grounder to third base, and the runner was called safe at first, but the Braves challenged the call. And instant replay found Mr. Umpire was wrong. This is the first time an umpire's on-the-field call has been overturned during baseball's brand-new extended replay era.
That didn't take long at all.
Used to be only a home run could be called into challenge.
And a lot of people, you know, were wondering how much that would slow down the game. And, you know, I think it doesn't take that long. I mean, generally a lot of them, I mean, you watch it in replay a couple of times and you can get the call right. So I think it's good for it. You know, it might, the purists of the game, the old school guys might
That's
not like
me.
It that much.
That's me, buddy. That's it. And again, and I don't bet on games. Certainly don't bet on baseball. Well, I don't bet on any athletic events. But I really like that there's a human error in there sometimes. I mean, I understand if you've got a major bet running on something and the official blows the call, you basically have, of course, you decided to gamble, too, and that's called gambling. I don't know. I just kind of like that human error in there, but we'll see. Getting your face on the kiss cam is amateur, but proposing to your loved one via the big billboard message board there, how do you like that for everybody at the game to see? That's how the pros do it, and it can cost you. It's opening week, of course, across baseball-loving U.S. America. And while spring weather might not be in the air in some places, love can be, but there is a price for that. And the enterprising folks over at swimmingly.com have put together this graphic that will show you the range of prices offered in all the 30 Major League Baseball stadii.
How much does it cost to guarantee a yes?
Well, yeah, no kidding. It'll cost you anywhere from the bargain price of $39. Of course, that's at a Pittsburgh Pirates game.
All
the way up to the granddaddy of packages, $2,500 for the live video of a proposal at the Los Angeles Dodgers game.
And they got to make that money to make up for their salary.
That's true.
You know, and sorry, Scott.
No,
I've never considered myself a romantic, but even I know that's kind of tacky. You know, I understand people loving baseball, and I know there's people that have even gotten married on in Fenway Park. Get married, but, you know, I don't know. I like the old wedding version better.
Well, I will let you know that the money for this does go to charity. The proceeds
to charity.
Many of the stadiums offer some extra perks as well. Some of the packages are quite reasonably priced, like in Miller Park, host for the Milwaukee Brewers. $100 for a single-line message, up to 35 characters of your very own scoreboard message for $250. Basically, the message gets it across, right? Now, does this become so common that everybody goes, oh, yeah, comes up on the board, you know,
such and such, will you marry me? Yeah, we're going to do another one of those. And
I
then
think
you find out they're
way.
Sitting right next to you.
Yeah.
Now, okay, would you like to have people around you applaud? That'll be an extra $26 a person. I'm going to do that. They can cheer for you for $50. Yeah. Anyhow.
Or get the stadium PA guy to play Here Comes the Bride or
something. Yeah, something like that. So, don't know. Went to a game and a wedding broke out. All right, let me take a sip of my Diet Cola while I tell you that drinking diet soda means you're more likely to die of heart disease. Here you go. More ammunition against the fight for the old Western diet that's full of those chemicals and processed foods. According to new findings presented over the weekend at the American College of Cardiology, their 2014 scientific session. What, are they going to ever give a report that says, hey, we're all fine, we're all doing great, we can all eat whatever we want? Of course not. They're going to take things that we do and tell us bad for us. The consumption of diet sodas is linked to an increase in heart disease and death related to cardiovascular events. Those who consume two or more 12-ounce diet sodas per day, now they're meddling, compared with a similar group who didn't drink the sodas, had a whopping 30% increased chance of experiencing cardiovascular events like a heart attack, and a 50% increase of risk of dying from cardiovascular events over the course of approximately a decade following the study. So there you are.
Now, I'm not necessarily, like we were talking about, being a purist in baseball. I am a purist when it comes to soft drinks.
Okay.
So I don't like diet, but at the same time, I know a lot of people who love it.
Yeah.
And especially that work up here, you being one. And, you know.
Well, you're young. One of these days it might matter. But
okay. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I just find those to be real. I don't know. So what's your favorite soft drink?
Dr. Pepper, without
a
doubt.
All right. See, well, again, you're of that demographic. You're exactly right. Dr. Pepper has done a great job of marketing to younger people, and which is a smart thing to do. Pepsi tried it a few years ago, and it worked for a little while. And like everything else, it's cyclical. You know, when you get to be 30 years from now, will that still be your soft drink of choice? Will you still be drinking soft drinks? You know, will you have a chip in your arm? I mean, there'll be all sorts of things 30 years from now we don't know about. But your tastes, I think, do change as time goes on. Because sure, I liked regular Coke in the beginning. But anyhow, now what they're saying is sales of carbonated soft drinks are continuing to fall, with the number of cases sold reaching a nearly two decades low. Last year marked the ninth consecutive year of a sales decline, with total sales falling 3%. Sales fell 1.2% in 2012 and 1% in 2011. And again, sales this year down 3%. So that's pretty significant, as a matter of fact, according to Beverage Digest. One reason for the decline would be the growing awareness of obesity in U.S. America, growing health concerns surrounding those aforementioned sugar-sweetened drinks, and also really, though, part of it is the options that you have, because you do have more options now. There's all the energy drinks. There's Red Bull. I mean, there are all sorts of ways for you to ingest some sort of a boost that maybe soft drinks were giving you before. Hello?
Hello. How are you this morning?
Well, good. It's almost Friday. Well, it's not really. But anyway, yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
2 days closer. Hey, I guess the effect of the heart attacks on those who drink diet soda have nothing to do with the fact that the people who normally drink diet sodas are fat to begin with,
now,
like myself.
That's exactly right. That's the, you got to start out that way so you can decide that that's what you're supposed to be doing. Yeah.
You know, I switched over. I know what he's saying, and I agree, but I actually switched over in high school after a less-than-stellar dentist visit.
Ah. And, well, and that's there you go.
I went cold turkey. It was Diet Coke.
Yeah, well, I understand.
Is Diet, because I've never heard that, is Diet Coke supposed to be better for you or for your teeth?
Well, there's still the acid, but the sugar is what gets in there and makes it.
Right,
cavities.
Okay.
But, I mean, again, if you think about it, and that's a fine point, and a lot of people use artificial sweeteners, but if you think about a naturally-based sugar isn't really all that bad for you when you're talking about maybe cooking mm-hmm. or flavoring. Now, when you're talking about letting it wash across your teeth, that is something that's a little bit different.
With nothing to scrub the teeth
exactly,
off.
Exactly, right. And again, but sugar's not bad stuff. I mean, it's fairly natural out there.
I would use a straw from now on. There you go.
And then when you consider just the whole idea of putting that many chemicals into your body and what they do. Anyhow. New research, how you like this, finds the richest 1/10 of a percent of U.S. Americans have dramatically expanded their share of the country's overall wealth in the last three decades. The study finds the top 10% of the country's 1%, okay, the highest of the high, in other words, basically have doubled their share of the pie and to a little over 20%, as a matter of fact, from 1940 to 1980. The study is unique because it measures the inequity in terms of wealth rather than of income. Now, I'm telling you this not to complain about it, because I don't necessarily think that this is a bad thing, because the idea is you want to be able to climb the ladder, right? And granted, you may be lower on the ladder than you want to be, but most of us carry in our toolkit what it takes to climb up that ladder. So you want to get there. And, you know, obviously the folks who are on the bottom looking up, some of them can't make that decision. Stay in school. The other thing you might think about is that you do have some choices to improve. Highlighting this was the economic blog, The House of Debt, and it's out there and you can take a look at it. It's two economics professors from Berkeley and the London School of Economics who tell you the story about that. But what they're saying is, again, the richest of the rich have now control more of the economy than ever before. General Motors announced yesterday it is now recalling another, you ready, 1.5 million vehicles worldwide because of that electronic power assist that can stop working, making it harder to steer. The announcement of the ever-expanding recall comes on the heels of the weekend announcement, of course, that GM made about the faulty ignition switches. This new recall brings to the total number of GM vehicles that have been recalled 6.3 million since February. It's not a good day for GM. Latest round of problems for the car maker also comes a day before Mary Barra, who is the CEO of GM, scheduled to testify. She does that in Congress today, so dang. I don't know, is that good? Is it good to do that up front, you have it in front of you, or is it should it happen the next day? On Sunday, federal investigators said that regulators twice declined to open formal probes into complaints about the cars and that the automaker rejected a proposed fix for the problem back in 2005 because it would have taken too long and cost too much. Now, as they say in these words today, optics, the optics on that, not too good. If they actually looked at that, saw that there was a problem and said, yeah, but it would cost too much to do that. Now, how do you boys feel about this? It appears that by May of 2018, all cars that weigh 10,000 pounds or less will have to have rear visibility cameras installed.
Heard that yesterday.
Now, my first thought was this. I know it must have happened. The cause of it must have been a tragic situation. But I can remember when it was the old GTE, and maybe Verizon still does, they made the drivers put a cone behind their truck. And if you look on the door, it had an arrow that was kind of a half circle, which meant go around and check, which meant you had to go back and pick up the cone, and it meant you had to be around behind the vehicle to make sure that there was nothing back there. Now, that's very low-tech, and you can't expect people to do that, but I don't know that putting a camera back there isn't overkill, because you have to make sure the camera continues to work. You have to consider that if it doesn't or people forget to look, then you still have the same tragedies, which is back over crashes. I mean, that's what we're talking about. There's no doubt. According to the data that they put out, back over crashes resulted in 210 fatalities and 15,000 injuries annually, with 31% of the victims being children younger than 5, and 26% of them being older than 70. So that means that 57% are either very young or very old. Again, don't know that that's the solution. I like the idea of having backup indicators. You know, that's pretty handy. That
the little radar system.
Yeah, that's not a bad deal at all. And I think that's probably pretty good technology. And having it for the front is good too.
I think if that was the mandate, that'd be fine. The video, it's a costs issue right there.
Yeah, it's something that's not going to, I mean, you can't guarantee that it'll be okay.
No, well, and seatbelts don't guarantee you'll be okay either. I'm sort of happy they're mandatory, and airbags.
And
anti-lock brakes. I mean, cars are going to have to get more technologically advanced. I get that we're advancing. if it's not an undue burden on the car companies, I don't necessarily have a problem with that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so that's it. It's going to be mandated for any cars under 10,000 pounds, and that'll be May of 2018 is what we're looking at. All right, so 7:25, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. High temperature today is going to be okay, about 79 degrees, a little bit of drizzle out there. Possibly there's been some earlier this morning. The winds will be up 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight we'll be down to 67. The winds will still stay up a little bit. Tomorrow, 83 is our high with a slight chance of showers. It's 81 on Thursday with our best chance of rain for the week at 40%. Then on Friday and Saturday, we're looking at highs in the lower 70s. So that should be pretty pleasant. Could be some pop-up showers, though. Right now, the winds are out of the southeast at 7, 96% relative humidity, and we've got 66 degrees.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
So last week I told you that liberal think tanks and the Obama regime are worried about the low Hispanic enrollment in Obamacare. While I was telling you about this, the regime enacted a scheme to juice the numbers. Obamacare Navigator Groups hosted an enrollment fair in Brownsville, Texas, inside the Mexican consulate. And one of the field organizers told Breitbart News the Mexican consulate's a very reliable source of information to the Latino community. Hundreds of people show up when they host events there. Now, this organizer continued, whether they're Mexican nationals or whether they're United States citizens or whether they're in transition, it is our responsibility within all of America to educate on the Affordable Care Act. The regime also used consulates in Chicago and Las Vegas to enroll people in Obamacare. For the record, foreign consulates are legally foreign soil. Senator Jeff Sessions' spokesman said that promoting Obamacare at a consulate raises three major policy concerns. One, that illegal immigrants could fraudulently apply for Obamacare benefits. Two, that the benefits might provide an incentive for illegal immigrants to come here or overstay their visas. And three, it subverts the principle that legal immigrants should be self-sufficient. And he's right on all three points. None of which matters a hill of beans to Obama or the Democrats. They don't want self-sufficient voters or self-sufficient future voters or self-sufficient people. They want people dependent on handouts until eternity. That's the source of all of their political power.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
During tax season, LifeLock reminds us that identity thieves know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Case in point, Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal information to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers like you and me. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent returns. So if you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or call them and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit AMCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Governor Rick Perry wants state transportation officials to pick a Texas A&M University official and former military leader to take the reins at the Texas Department of Transportation. Perry is encouraging Texas Transportation Commissioners to tap Joe Weber, A&M's Vice President of Student Affairs, to replace Phil Wilson as TxDOT's Executive Director. Perry spokeswoman Lucy Nash confirmed that on Monday. Perry and Weber both graduated from A&M in 1972. Weber has served as A&M's Vice President for Student Affairs since 2008. Three Weekend Crimes has College Station Police requesting public assistance. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says two people were beaten and robbed by five armed men when they were walking on Cherry Street in the Northgate District Sunday night.
Personal items such as wallet, purse, things of that nature.
Early Saturday morning, a 19-year-old woman was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries after she was struck by an SUV in the parking lot of Duchesne Apartments at Harvey Mitchell and Southwood. Flieger says that followed a possible case of road rage between two male drivers who had pulled over and started arguing.
That it was over-driving behaviors that had been involved between the two of them as to, you know, who cut whom off or reported to, you know, have done something wrong. That we don't know.
And at another apartment complex off Harvey Mitchell, the Woodlands, there were 17 vehicles that had punctured tires.
Generally, it was either one or both of the rear tires of each of the vehicles. It wasn't all four tires.
Four officers were sent to collect information from those victims. After 18 years in downtown Bryan, the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley is moving.
Rose Rock Investments approached us if we might be interested in selling this wonderful building. And after the board discussed different aspects of it, they felt it would be in the best interest of the Children's Museum and our community at large to do this.
Lost a little bit of our story there. Director Carolyn Young says moving to the Carter Creek Center on East 29th Street brings the museum closer to College Station and gains more usable floor space.
A lot of mixed emotions, but really looking at it, just taking the emotions out of it and looking at it, what's best for the community, for the Children's Museum, and this relocation is really going to do it.
The new museum will open before summer camps begin June 2nd. While the Bryan City Council at its last meeting tabled a request to place three proposals to change the city charter, supporters continue to collect signatures. And spokeswoman Karen Hall told the council they're willing to assist with the election.
We'll be able to supply volunteers to work the polls. We'll take the training from Karen McQueen and do whatever needs to be done. I've worked as an election judge myself. So we can probably diminish that cost down to, zero.
Thursday night, the Solros Neighborhood Association is hosting a petition signing party for the Citizens of Bryan group at Solros Elementary School from 6:30 until 8:30. College Station City Council members were asked again at their last meeting to approve additional funding for tourism grants through the Convention and Visitors Bureau. That included comments from Scott Schaefer, one of the council's two appointed members to the CVB board.
We spent about 5 hours on this recently, and it was time well spent. I just wanted to encourage this group and to support this process. It's a really well thought out, well organized process. We're able to make really good informed decisions about how to support organizations who want to hold events in the community. It allows the CVB to get a handle on how best to distribute funds across a diversity of events and in a way that supports a year-round economy.
Funding would come from the respective city's hotel occupancy tax. The CVB received applications totaling $250,000. CVB staff recommended awarding $140,000, and the grant committee pared that down to $76,000. An association representing prison guards says Governor Perry has given notice to the feds that he has no intention of complying with the Federal Prison Rape Elimination Act. Lance Lowry is the association president and says they could easily comply with the act if they allowed the agency to hire more guards.
If we just follow our current staffing plans, we could easily be in compliance with that. Another area he raised was EEOC. With the current system, there is a disparate treatment between male and female officers.
Lowry says prisons are currently grossly understaffed. He says the governor risks the safety of the guards and expensive litigation by refusing to comply with the act. Ray Hutchison is being remembered for his efforts in developing North Texas. The husband of former Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison has died at the age of 81. Congressman Joe Barton says Hutchison was a man of great patience, tolerance, and integrity.
He's somebody that when I needed the unvarnished counsel, I could call him and he would give it to me. You know, he will be missed.
Hutchison was a former chairman of the Texas Republican Party and held Bring the Texas Rangers Here from Washington and was involved in expanding DFW Airport. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Red Cashin. Over the years, life has presented me with many great experiences and a few health challenges. At those times, St. Joseph has always been my first choice. I trust their care, and that's kept me going strong, both on and off the field. Today, the experiences keep coming, and I'm able to enjoy them. Thanks to St. Joseph.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Service after the sale, important no matter what the product is, and the folks at Intercon, no exception there, because they understand that as time goes on, you may need to have service on the products that you get from Intercon. And it's important to know about that service and how it's handled before you ever make any kind of a major purchase. Well, at Intercon, a person answers the phone, and they'll get you to a person to take care of whatever the problem happens to be. You don't go through some complicated phone tree or have to leave a voicemail. That's not the way Intercon does business, and they never have. If you've been thinking about doing business with any kind of company, call the customer service department first. See how you're treated, because that is important. You're going to have to deal with them if you do have a problem down the road. That's why Intercon, being a homegrown company, they are right here with us. They'll solve any problems. They're experts, first of all, in what they do. But if you have any problems going along or any warranty situations you need to take care of, know that you're going to be dealing with a live person in customer service, and that's important. Intercon, 823-3639. And don't forget the BTU has some energy initiative programs to help you along as well. They want you to use less energy, and Intercon has some ways to do that. So give Intercon a call and check with BTU. 823-3639. It's Intercon.
Join Brian Broadcasting on Saturday, April 12th from 9:30 until noon at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum for the annual Easter celebration, presented by the College Station Police Department. Activities include carnival-style games, bounce houses, face painting, egg roll, egg toss, and, of course, the largest Easter egg hunt in the Brazos Valley. Have your picture taken with the Easter Bunny and bring your own kite for the kite flying contest. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/Easter.
Where can you find the finest merchants from Texas and Southern Living States selling specialty gift items, unique home accessories, designer fashions, as well as custom designed jewelry? The only way to find out is to grab your friends and head over to the Premier Market conveniently located at the Brazos County Expo. Shop on Friday and Saturday, April 4th and 5th. For more details, visit Premier Market on Facebook or bvso.org. The Premier Market, an upscale shopping experience you can't afford to miss.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 5th, it's Introduction to Beekeeping. Produce honey and help with pollination at home with a minimal investment in time and resources. Learn about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
7:39, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Large area of high pressure continues to bring moisture up into the region from the Gulf of Mexico. That high is east of the East Florida coast this morning. Clouds may break up a bit late today, 75 to 80. Lots of clouds tonight, 65 to 70. Clouds tomorrow, there could be a shower or a thunderstorm, 80. Chance of a shower tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Thursday, clouds, chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports here in just a little bit, the Aggie women were playing UConn last night in the Elite Eight of the NCAA Women's Tournament. I'll tell you how the Aggs did and how they fared. Also, baseball, Aggie baseball kicks off tonight, a midweek matchup against number 12 Houston. I'll tell you what time and when you can find that game, as well as Major League Baseball kicked off with opening day yesterday. The Texas Rangers hosted the Philadelphia Phillies in Arlington. I'll tell you the outcome of that one. All that and more coming up in sports.
Pets by Mail is finally here. If you've always wanted that exotic pet but couldn't figure out how to get it through customs, Pets by Mail is for you. Rare monkeys, no problem. Our stock list includes run-of-the-mill chimpanzees to golden cheek gibbons, all the way to the extremely rare red-tailed lemurs. Pets by Mail has it all. Here's what people are saying about Pets by Mail.
I couldn't believe it. In just 2 weeks, my rare Gibbons monkey arrived alive and well. Our friends are amazed at how well he fits into our family. Thank you so much, Pets by Mail.
Pets by Mail guarantees your exotic pet will arrive alive. If not, we'll replace it for free. All pets are shipped in an unmarked box labeled used books to enable easier customs clearance. For a limited time, customers that refer to this radio station when placing their order will receive an additional 10% discount. For more information, visit www.petsbymail.weebly.com. Pets by Mail is a Cayman Islands company operated by 010414 Incorporated.
There you are. By the way, did I mention it's April Fool's Day? Just thought I'd let you know about that.
Not this hour, you haven't.
St. Stupid's Day as well. We really like this. This is sponsored by the First Church of the Last Laugh. I don't know. I've never seen them on TV, but I'm just letting you know that's going on today too. It's Laugh at Work Day, and it's also beginning of National Soft Pretzel Month. You know, monks in southern France or northern Italy or somewhere around there are believed to have invented pretzels around the year 610 AD. The pretzel shape mimics how Christians in the Middle Ages crossed their hands over their chests to pray.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's exactly right. And at European weddings in the 1600s, the bride and groom would make a whoosh, and they'd pull a soft pretzel like a wishbone. So there you are.
Wow.
A pretzel with no salt is called a baldy. And, of course, Pennsylvania, how is it, Hanover? Is that the name of that company that makes pretzels?
Yeah, that sounds right.
It does not say how the monks were able to get the peanut butter into the nuggets. I have no idea how they do that.
Prayed really hard.
It's amazing to me how they do that.
Pretzels one time. I didn't know you boil them.
Yeah, you do.
Boil then bake.
Going to do that again?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
That was a mess.
Why'd you do that? How old were you?
we were having an Oktoberfest party, and we had some beer mustard and
yeah, sure.
needed something to dip in.
I understand. Well, and I don't know, just another observation. So I'm in the big city over the weekend, and the mall that has everything up there. And so, of course, these pretzel places are very popular. Apparently now they've come up with a soft pretzel that they put mozzarella cheese and pepperoni
That's
on.
That's not a pretzel.
I know. Really.
It's delicious.
Probably.
Sure. They've got something like that in the mall here, I think.
Do they? Okay. Yeah. And it may be the same company. I'm not familiar with it. Anyway, but on the table, they had an imprint in the table itself, the rolling surface. How long the string needed to be to make the pretzel, how thick it needed to be, and then the shape of the pretzel, which I kind of figured they'd know, but maybe not. Maybe it's not something that you pick up right away. But
no two pretzels are the same, Scott.
That's probably true. That's kind of like snowflakes.
Mm-hmm.
Pretzels and snowflakes are just alike. And again, that whole concept of these pretzel chips, man, how did it take so long for that to happen? I mean, you just look at those things and you go, yeah, really? I could have thought of that, I think. But anyway, somebody else did, and good on them. Lady near Albany, New York, charged with hanging around the Walmart for 2 days and drinking beer. Witnesses say 52-year-old Elizabeth McGovern, not the singer, wandered around the store knocking down some brewskis. Employees asked her to leave. But she allegedly was found a little while later asleep in a shipping container in the loading dock.
Oh, well.
Asked to leave again. But cops say that she came back the next day, stole a 24-ounce beer, then sucked that thing down in the bathroom of the store, charged with larceny and trespassing. Do you remember the story we had about kind of the instant karma, the guy who was in the truck who was tailgating this lady?
Saw that video. That was pretty
amazing. Well, second part now, kind of the more traditional karma. After seeing the license plate number in the video, police identified the driver. His name was Jeffrey White. He's 33 years old. They booked him for reckless driving, leaving the scene, and failure to wear a seatbelt. Woman says she also received criticism for filming while driving.
Mm-hmm.
She kept her eyes on the road the entire time. Police thanked her for reporting his reckless behavior. Actually, capturing it on video is what she did. And it was. It was pretty, pretty amazing stuff.
Kind of hilarious. I'm glad nobody got hurt, but it was he got it.
Again, and that's, you know, you just want people to get their comeuppance and maybe not get seriously hurt. Just say to themselves, it's stupid. I'm never going to do that again.
Right.
So what do we do in the bathroom? What do we do in the bathroom? Well, reading, texting, sending text messages, talking on the phone, among the things that we most do when we are in there, with the exception of course, the intended uses. Reading is the most popular sport of activity. 39% of us taking books or magazines or newspapers into the littlest room in the house. 21% of those quizzed for the survey owned up to both sending text messages and chatting on the phone, while 18% ponder their next meal, and 6%. I know. And 6% say that they meditate.
They meditate.
Okay. By the way, if you did not hear something you should know this morning, which is a pretty good show that we run early in the morning, if you're one of those people who wants to clean windows with newspaper, with many people...
We did that in the Corps.
Yeah, do that.
Mm-hmm.
The Wall Street Journal is apparently the paper to do that with, because the ink doesn't come off on your fingers. Now, maybe we'll have a something you should know later, or I may have to Google this later on to find out why what kind of ink they use that causes it to not come off on your fingers, because most every newspaper it does, but apparently the Wall Street Journal. So, and again, if you don't subscribe to the Wall Street Journal yet, you subscribe to the idea of using the newspaper. You see how I tied those two words together? I thought that was really very radio professional of me. maybe you can knock on your neighbor's door that does take the Wall Street Journal, and they would be glad to let you have a copy that you could use, because after all, a copy, depending on what day of the week it is, could last you for quite a while. But that's it. If you're going to use the newspaper, use the Wall Street Journal, according to our authorities here at the radio stations. All right, 747.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... Think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Ashley Furniture Home Store, American Lube Center, Team Auto, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment, or click childsdermatology.com.
If you discovered your child was being bullied, would you know what to do? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Thanks to technology, bullying isn't limited to the schoolyard anymore. It can happen to anyone, anytime, and anywhere. So if your son or daughter encounters it, here's a few things you can do. First, when your child tells you they're having a problem, take it seriously. The humiliation a bullied child feels may keep them from reporting it for weeks or even months. So when they do come to you, don't brush it aside. Here's another important tip. Assume the problem is worse than it sounds, at least at first. It may take every ounce of courage for your child to admit he's being harassed. Describing how bad it's gotten may be too embarrassing, and younger children may not have the vocabulary to fully explain what's happening to them. So don't dismiss the severity of their situation out of hand. Finally, take action. Talk to teachers, school administrators, parents, and family friends, so your child has all the resources needed to be safe. You may even consider pulling your child from school for a few days until the problem is handled. I'd also recommend visiting a counselor so your child can work through any lingering feelings of distress or fear. If your child has been bullied, we have a staff of professionals available to offer guidance. Call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY or visit us at focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I'm here with Washington, Franklin, and Lincoln to illustrate how Quicken Loans can help you save your money.
George, careful! That axe has a very sharp edge.
And an edge is what you'll have with a program like Mortgage First.
Abe, watch those doorways. You're mighty tall.
Another tall order, MyQL, lets you track your loan through every step.
Ben, keep that kite out of the wires.
Here's a shocker. Our 10,000 team members will make your mortgage experience simple. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-953-4036. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-953-4036. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-953-4036.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, after a tremendous run in the NCAA tournament, the Texas A&M women's basketball team saw its season come to an end last night following the defending champion UConn 69-54 in the Elite Eight in Lincoln, Nebraska. Here's Coach Blair after the loss.
This team is still young and experienced. Remember, Carla has played great all year. So it wasn't one of her best games, but she was going against the best post player she's gone against all year. And Williams wasn't her normal self. She missed things, but she's still a great player for us. Walker was just dead tired. They were really on her hard, but I was proud of my team. We got better and better as the year went on. And that's all you can ask for a team.
Kalina Mosqueda-Lewis continued her splendid run through the NCAA tournament with 17 points, and UConn advanced the women's Final Four for the seventh straight year. Courtney Walker led the Aggies with 14 points, one of three Texas A&M players to reach double digits. Here she is after the game.
The season as a whole, I think we came a lot farther than people expected us to. So, you know, that's a plus. But, you know, because where we started, we fell out of the top 25 and we had to fight back in. And to make this run after that, I think it shows a lot of resiliency in our team. And come all the way to Elite Eight and battle UConn like we did. I mean, we started giving up easy baskets at the end, but, you know, besides that, it was close the whole game.
Courtney Williams added 13 points, and Jordan Jones chipped in with 12 points from the Myrna White, who end their year at 27-9 overall. In the other game last night, unbeaten Notre Dame advanced to the Final Four for a fourth straight season with an 88-69 win over Baylor. Natalie Achanwa added 19 points and 15 rebounds for the top-seeded Irish. Aggie Shelby Vaughn has been named the Women's Division I National Athlete of the Week following her U.S. and collegiate leading discus performance at the Texas Relays over the weekend. Vaughn broke her school record with an improvement of 4.5 feet, reaching a distance of 198 feet 10 inches. Aggie baseball returns to Bluebell tonight for a midweek matchup against the 12th-ranked Houston Cougars. The guys are in the middle of a rough patch, having dropped three of their last four, but Coach Childers says that a consistent approach at the plate can help turn it all around.
I mean, we just need to have consistency through the lineup. We can't only have three or four guys going at once. We need to have five or six guys going up and down the lineup and guys getting on base and moving runners and getting big hits. And I think that's the one thing that we've lacked the consistency of is the middle of our lineup driving in runs on a consistent basis.
First pitch against the 12th-ranked Cougars is at 6:35 with coverage starting at 6 right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll make it a franchise record 18 straight victories for the San Antonio Spurs, but the latest being one of the easiest. The Spurs steamrolled Indiana 103-77 last night behind Tony Parker's 22 points and handling the Pacers their fifth loss in their last six games. San Antonio will have tonight off, but both the Houston Rockets and Dallas Mavericks are back in action. The Rockets visit the suddenly surging Brooklyn Nets at 7, and the Mavs, who are in a three-way tie with Memphis and Phoenix for the final two Western Conference playoff spots, host the Golden State Warriors at 7:30. And it was a slugfest yesterday afternoon between the Philadelphia Phillies and Texas Rangers.
As she swings and drills it deep down the line, hooking in the corner, and it is a fair ball and a home run. Cody Ashy with his first home run of the year. And the Phillies get some insurance here in the eighth. It's now 14-10.
And that would be the final score as the Phillies edge the Rangers in Arlington on opening day. Converted Rangers reliever Tanner Shepherds gave up 7 runs over 4 innings, including a second inning grand slam to Phillies shortstop Jimmy Rollins. The two teams will go at it again tonight at 7:05 in Arlington. Broadcast is on the Zone HD 95.1-3. And the Houston Astros didn't play yesterday, but they'll open their season up tonight at home against the New York Yankees. First pitch for that one is at 6:10 at Minute Maid Park, with coverage on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Kansas freshman Andrew Wiggins has become the latest one-and-done college basketball phenom after declaring for the 2014 NBA draft. The second-team All-American forward averaged a freshman record 17.1 points and nearly 6 rebounds per game for the Jayhawks, who were bounced by Stanford in the Sweet 16. And Wiggins certainly has the pedigree for it. His father is former NBA player Mitchell Wiggins, and his mother is Olympic silver medalist Marita Payne Wiggins. And the Dallas Stars hit the road tonight to take on the Washington Capitals in D.C. Dallas is 1 point back of Phoenix for the final Western Conference wildcard spot with 8 games to go. The puck drops at 6 o'clock. And this has been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
It's the 19th annual Brazos Valley Earth Day celebration, Saturday, April 5th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Wolf Pin Creek. Enjoy a day filled with educational booths, a kids zone, live music, and so much more. Hosted by the cities of Bryan and College Station, Texas A&M University, Brazos Valley Council of Governments, Twin Oaks Landfill and Compost Facility, and Keep Brazos Beautiful. So make plans to attend April 5th at the 19th annual Brazos Valley Earth Day celebration at Wolf Pin Creek. For complete event details, visit BrazosValleyEarthDay.com.
The 30th Annual Wine and Roses Festival at Messinahoff is Saturday, April 26th from 2 to 8 p.m. Taste wine, stomp grapes, enjoy live music, and more. Entrance to the festival is free. Visit Messinahoff.com today. Call 778-WINE.
Howdy, my name is Charlene Sumlin, and I'm a proud mom to 4 beautiful children. Kevin and I were blessed with easy pregnancies. This isn't the case with all parents, as 1 in 8 babies are born too soon with low birth weight or a birth defect. The Brazos Valley has welcomed us with open arms, and we are proud to be a part of the Aggie family. This year, I am standing with the March of Dimes to help give every baby a healthy start. I hope you will join me in celebration, Thanksgiving, or in memory at March for Babies on Sunday, April 27th at Research Park. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So when Joe Bloom's shift at the West Michigan BP station ended on Thursday morning, his boss didn't show up to take over for him. His boss was more than an hour late showing up for him. So after waiting more than an hour, Joe locks the station up and goes home.
Ooh.
And left a note, okay, on the door. It wrote, "Hey, boss. Learn to be on time, or at least communicate when you're going to be late. 1+ hour of no phone calls is unappreciated. As you see, the doors are locked. I went home. Fire me if you must, but realize I walked out due to your negligence."
Oh, wow. Need some ointment for that burn.
Yeah, as, and as a matter of fact, they went ahead and put the help wanted sign out. Joe's looking for another gig now. Now, for their part, the boss fired him on Friday of last week, and so the post, the note was posted on Reddit so that more people could see it. As for the manager, she admitted she was late that morning, but also claimed that Bloom never called the worker, never called her. So I didn't know that that was necessarily what you were supposed to do, but anyway. All right, you need a video to go see at work today when you're supposed to be producing money for your boss, but you're not. A video has gone viral featuring a man sticking his finger into 150 mousetraps. I know. I mean, yeah, that's my reaction exactly.
It wasn't from Jackass or anything.
No, it was. It was just from stupidity, which is kind of the same thing. Over 1 million people have watched the YouTube clip posted by a duo calling themselves the Slow-Mo Guys. After arranging the loaded mousetraps on a table, one guy slams his hand.